All right, so of the things that you can do, the steps that you can take that will help you improve your chances of getting your proper sleep, what can you do? All right. How about this one? We have been talking about some of the steps that we can take, and we talked about electronics. We talked about light. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to address sleep and our children as we look at this in these closing minutes. There's quite a bit of scientific data that documents the role of light in promoting wakefulness. There are photoreceptors in the retina that sense light and dark, and in turn signal our brain about the status of the outside world and align our circadian rhythms, which are centered in a small region of the hypothalamus called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. Again, the brain, the whole body is awesome, but that brain, what goes on with our body that does not include the brain? What percentage of our body's activities are just totally disconnected from the brain? What percentage? All right. Photoreceptors in the retina signaling the brain about what's happening with the outside world and making that connection to the external day-night cycle. This signaling of light and dark is what helps us to be alert in the morning and be able to fall asleep at the appropriate time at night. The power of light as an alerting agent is easily conceptualized when we think of the sun, but it may be a little bit more difficult to appreciate when considering the light that comes from a tablet or a smartphone. Nevertheless, careful studies have shown that even our small electronic devices emit enough light to miscue the brain and promote wakefulness. That little bit of light coming from that little tiny machine, maybe not tiny, they're getting bigger again, but that small machine is small compared to a full-size TV. As adults, we're subject to these influences, and our children are particularly susceptible. All right, so here's our second age group. The increasing prevalence of electronics in children's bedrooms creates a culture of evening engagement and light exposure that negatively impacts sleep time, as well as sleep quality and daytime alertness. Here's what the science shows. Children who use electronic media as a sleep aid to relax at night have been shown to have later weekday bedtimes, experience fewer hours of sleep per week, and report more daytime sleepiness. Adolescents with a bedroom television have later bedtimes, more difficulty initiating sleep, and shorter total sleep times. And I imagine that's even worse. That's more the case during the school season, because they have to be up. You know, we talked about that. You all, adolescents, have to be up at an early hour in order to get to school on time. So if you're watching TV at night at a time that you should be sleeping, you are cutting your sleep time short, which is not good, especially if done on a regular basis. Texting and emailing after lights out, even once per week. Did you get that? One time per week dramatically increases self-reported daytime sleepiness among teens. Just texting and emailing after lights out, just one time per week. Not all electronic usage is recreational, as the burden of homework is great for many of our children, and their work is often completed on the computer, which is a significant light source late in the evening. Increased academic demands, busy social schedules, busy extracurricular schedules, and the lure of entertainment can keep our children electronically engaged at night. Not a good time to be engaged with the electronics. Many children are not fulfilling their basic sleep requirements, and adequate sleep is essential for growth, learning, mood, creativity, which is something that comes naturally for a lot of children, and weight control. Isn't it interesting that as we become more tied to technology, even our children, that being overweight and being obese, overweight and obesity become more and more of a problem in the country? Is that part of a possible correlation between the prevalence of being overweight, obese? Understanding the influence of light and evening engagement on sleep is the first step in helping parents address the dilemma of electronics in the bedroom. We won't fuss at them and demand if it's not necessary. Let's see if we can encourage our children to have as few electronics in the room, in the bedroom as possible. Making sure that we're definitely not using whatever is in there when it's not truly necessary. And we set the example. By setting the example of doing all that we can to get our proper rest, we may just be letting some of life's best moments come through us. Till next time.